AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As massive police hunt continues for two escaped murderers, a woman who's accused of helping them break out of prison has now been ordered jailed herself.
51-year-old Joyce Mitchell didn't speak in court. Her hands were cuffed in front of her and she looked frightened. The judge read the charges against her.
Misdemeanor criminal facilitation in the fourth degree and felony promoting prison contraband.
Mitchell entered a not guilty plea and is ordered held on $100,000 cash bail.
Defendant will be remanded.
She's accused of befriending the two convicted killers, although the prosecutor says she didn't supply tools that helped them cut their way out of cell walls and pipes. Mitchell's family has defended her, saying she'd never do anything to help an escape. She's due back in court Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A woman is dead after a shooting Friday night at a food court at a shopping mall in Coralville, Iowa. This is a police dispatcher.
Suspect in the shooting is going to be wearing a ball cap and a vest. Last seen westbound. Victim will be by the food court.
Flash information just now that he ran out of a restroom exit. This will be out National Service entrance.
The suspect was caught about 50 miles from the mall. No word yet on what may have sparked that shooting. There are also reports of shots being fired near the Dallas Police Department headquarters just after midnight. Video seen on local TV stations shows a van ramming a police car, then speeding away. Police chased the van and at last report were in a standoff with someone in that vehicle. Another half dozen terror suspects have been released from the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay. They were flown to Oman overnight. Secretary of State John Kerry is out of the hospital 10 days after undergoing surgery on a broken leg he sustained in a bicycle accident in France. He insists his injury will not interrupt work on a nuclear agreement with Iran.
I will be absolutely, fully and totally engaged in those talks. I am now. I haven't missed a tick.
And he says the U.S. team continues to work on what he calls a tough slog. This is AP Radio News. Not once, but twice, the personal files of millions of government workers have been hacked. Our Sagar Magani tells us U.S. officials believe much of the information had to do with security clearances.
They say the hackers appear to have accessed forms requiring applicants to submit deeply personal information about mental illnesses, bankruptcies, and other data. They say nearly all the millions who hold security clearances are potentially exposed, including CIA, NSA, and special operations personnel. The officials say this hack appears to be separate from the one into federal personnel data announced last week. They say some 14 million government workers in that breach may have had their information compromised. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Rachel Dolezal, the head of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP, may not be everything she claims. Her family says she has falsely portrayed herself as black when she is actually white. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.